It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO, coming to you live today from Delaware Academy, home of the Bulldogs, and Dave Kelly Field, as we get set here for today's contest between Del High and BG. We'll take a quick break here on CDO. We'll come back and we'll hear from BG head coach Jim Mosier. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Nate Lowell here for WCDO Sports. The BG Bobcats taking on the Del High Bulldogs in football action here today on WCDO. And we're joined by the new head coach of the BG Bobcats, Jim Mosier. And Jim, an exciting transition for you. I'm sure you've worked with the team for a long time, but can you tell me about the transition to you being head coach and how that's made you feel?
It's actually been a very smooth transition. I've been the defense coordinator with Tim Mattingly for the last 10 years. I've also worked with the youth program for 4 or 5 years, so I know a lot of the kids. I guess the biggest transition has just been the extra preparation that I have to put into the job, but other than that, it's gone very smooth.
Now, working with Coach Mattingly, who was such a staple at BG for so many years, a little strange not to have him around this year?
Yeah, it is a little strange. I mean, we've had our fair share of battles on the sideline, and I've kind of taken over that role, but it is a little strange. But we do have a staff who've been around for a while. Dale Palmer is still with me, and we brought up Israel Lormer from the Modified. So we've all been around him. We've all been in the program for a while, and we're familiar with each other.
Coach, can you give us a little snapshot of your team this year? You had a tough opening week loss to Oxford there, but I know Oxford is a very talented club. But give us a little a look at your team and expectations that the Bobcats have for this season.
Well, obviously, we always set high expectations in our program. It was a very difficult loss last week, breaking down the tape. It was just a lot of little things that we didn't get done. And one of the things we've been stressing this year is we need to finish. We need to finish our blocks, our tackles, and finish drives. We had 3 drives last week in the opponent's 20, and we came away with 0 points. So that's really been the emphasis. We have the makings of being a very physical team. I have 12 seniors back. And we're looking for improved play from our junior quarterback, Austin Carr, who was kind of thrust on the job last year as a sophomore with no experience. But he's shown a lot of maturity and great improvement. So with that in mind, we're hoping to mix it up a little bit more, throw the ball a little bit more. But it's been a work in progress. But overall, we're very excited. The kids have worked extremely hard, despite the heat and the other obstacles we've had to go through.
You just touched on the quarterback position. I was also interested in hearing a little bit more about how you might replace a guy like Dylan Moffitt, who was just kind of a do-it-all guy for you last year. I know there's several other options at running back, such as Ben Bavar, who we saw a lot last year, and he had a really nice game against Oxford, I thought, with over 100 yards rushing. Your plan in the backfield and anything else you might want to highlight about the offense here for the Bobcats?
Right now, one of our concerns is our depth in the backfield. We do have Ben Bavar back at fullback, very shifty runner, not your typical fullback, but moves his feet well, can always get to that second level. We got a senior in Spencer Stevens who we're hoping for big things, got great speed, but still kind of learning the running back position. And we got a sophomore, John Castle, who's looked very good in training camp. On the outside, we're hoping to get the ball to Pete Wiemet. We moved him to split end. I was tight end last year, and he's shown a lot of improvement. He caught a touchdown last week, and we're trying to get the ball to Austin Capaluca, one of the faster kids on our team. So, again, we're trying not to be just a run team. We do have a very decent-sized line this year. We'll probably run the ball 60%, and we'll try to mix it up with a pass a little bit.
My last question here on CDO with BG head coach Jim Mosier. Coach, you're over the hill at Del High. They seem to be a new-look team, going away from the ground-and-pound that we're used to from a Del High Bulldogs team, and seems like they're really spreading it out and throwing the ball. Your plans here against Del High this weekend?
Well, our plans, obviously, we have to do a better job of tackling than we did last week. We understand they're probably going to try to throw a lot underneath stuff, and we'll allow that as long as we can wrap up and make the tackle. They kind of take us out of our base defense, which is usually a five. We're going to just have to try to match their skilled guys up. We're probably going to run a lot of nickel package type stuff and hope that our front six guys can take care of the run and pressure the quarterback. The quarterback throws a nice ball, and he gets rid of it very quickly, and they have a couple good receivers, and they got a slot back. I don't know his name, number 44, who runs hard when they get him the ball. So, you know, obviously they're going to get the underneath stuff. We just got to make sure we don't give up the big plays like we did last week against Oxford.
PG head coach Jim Mosier joining us here on CDO. Good luck, coach. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back with high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Saturday afternoon football here on CDO. It's the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show brought to you by Cork and the Crew over on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. In our Section 4 disclaimer, this broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So BG traveling over the hill today to take on the Delhi Bulldogs live here from Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream today, courtesy of SFCU. And Delhi will kick off here to BG. The Bobcats will go left to right to start things off. The Bobcats in their road white uniforms, the navy blue trim, those new helmets that say BG on the side. Delaware Academy in the maroon with the white trim, and their helmets that have the white with the DA logo on them as well. So here is the kickoff, and BG will field it at the 35 at about a 5-yard run back here for the Bobcats, and that's where we'll start the afternoon here for BG. Live from Delaware Academy, Dave Kelly Field here, Nate Lowe with you on CDO, and Austin Carr will come out to start things off here for BG. The quarterback, a junior, was kind of thrust into that role last year after some injuries, has a lot of weapons around him here. But we'll go up against a very talented Delhi defense here with a lot of good size and speed on that line. So BG going left to right to start things off here. First quarter live from Delhi. BG taking on the Bulldogs. BG goes left to right. Ball on the 37-yard line. And Carr with a little keeper. He's going to roll out to his right. He's back to the 30. Throws it up to midfield. It's tipped and then almost caught there by Alex DeGroat. Good hand up there by the Delhi defender to knock it away. It came tumbling down. DeGroat almost pulled it in at midfield, but it's knocked away. And we'll have a second and 10 here for BG. Just 15 seconds into the contest, we're scoreless between BG and Delhi. Here's some Saturday afternoon football after we had a whale of a game last night between Sydney and Unitego, with the Warriors coming out on top there, 48-28 on the road at Unitego. Here's second and 10, ball on the 37, and Carr will hand off, and right up the middle, here's Ben Bavar. Busted free to midfield and into Delhi territory, and then tackled at the 45-yard line there by the Delhi defense. Nice job by Ben Bavar to get through to that second level before being brought down. So an 18-yard play there for Ben Bavar, and I would gather that we're going to see a lot of Ben Bavar today. Had over 100 yards rushing against Oxford last week. So Austin Carr under center. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. BG going left to right, and they'll hand it up the middle. And about a five-yard pickup here for BG for John Castle. Busting it up there. So Castle will pick up about five on the play. Clock ticks down to 11:10 to go, first quarter. And we are scoreless here between BG and Delhi. So about four picked up on the play. It's second and six, and BG is into Delhi territory now. Ball on the about the 42-yard line here. A car, again, under center. Primarily rushing so far, and again, they'll hand it off. And about a two-yard gain here for the Bobcats is that Spencer Stevens going right through the gut there for about a three-yard pickup here for BG. And when talking to head coach Jim Mosier, he said we like to feature a couple of different guys in the backfield. We have that depth there, whether it be Bavar, whether it be Stevens, or one of the other guys. And so this will be a third and five here for BG. 10.5 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Delhi and the BG Bobcats here at Delaware Academy. Carr, again, a direct handoff, and this one will be right up the middle again and probably about 3 yards here for Tyler McCumber. 10:15 to go here in the first quarter, and this will be just a little short here of the first down, so this is going to be a fourth and two here for BG. The ball is on the Delhi 39 as the Bobcats going left to right. They're in the road white uniforms here today with the navy blue pants and those new BG helmets. Kind of has the BG, almost looks like a New York Giants logo on there. So 9:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, a fourth and two, ball on the 36 as Delhi goes left to right, or BG goes left to right in Delhi territory. Now they'll be short of the first down here as they try to run it up the gut with Ben Bavar, and the Bulldogs will hold on that fourth and two. So Bavar just needed those 2 yards. I think he got one, and we'll see our first look at this Delaware Academy offense here today with 9:41 to go in the first quarter. They'll take over going right to left here on their own 36-yard line of first and 10. And from talking to the Delhi coaching staff, it's not the ground and pound that you might be used to seeing from a traditional Delhi team. A lot of throwing all over the place as they won 30-0 against Whitney Point last weekend here on their home turf. And so Connor Gioffi is in at QB. He's in the shotgun. Four wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And Gioffi, a little quarterback keeper, is going to pick up five, now 10, dances to midfield. And that'll be a first down, it looks like, here for the Delhi Bulldogs as Connor Gioffi, with the first run of the afternoon here, picks up 10, and that's good for a first down. 9.5 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. Live here from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. So two wide receivers to the left and three to the right now for Delhi. So they go right to left, approaching midfield. Gioffi will throw out to the right side and through the hands there of a wide receiver on the far side. That was Austin Hitchcock with 9:23 to go, first quarter. So that one just slipping through his hands as Delhi attempting their first pass of the afternoon. So a second and 10 here for Delhi. Ball is on the 48-yard line as they approach midfield. As they go right to left, they're in the home maroon uniforms, the maroon pants, and the white helmets. It says DA across the side of the helmet there in the maroon lettering. So here's Gioffi under center. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Will he hand off? Yes, he will. And here's Austin beating it, rumbling like a truck into BG territory before he's tackled at the 40. And that's good for a Delhi first down. Had 87 yards rushing last week against Whitney Point, and he is a big boy to bring down, that's for sure, as he rumbles through the middle of the field. Plays D-line on the defensive side of the ball as well. So about a 10-yard pickup there for Austin Bedian. And I think we'll see a lot of him here in his senior season. But a flag on the play will actually bring this back with 9:15 to go here in this first quarter, and we're scoreless. So the nice run by Bedian is taken away and will bring Delhi back into their own defensive territory. A holding call will bring Delhi back to their own 38. So a second and 20 now. And Gioffi will look to pass again. And he throws across the middle, but this one just a little low and through the hands there of Brian Lilholt. So 9:12 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. And now a third and long here for Delhi. They were moving the ball pretty well. And then that holding call has backed them up into their own defensive territory as they go right to left. So Delhi with the ball on their own 37-yard line and a third and 20 with 9:12 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. The Bobcats trying to hold after they lost it on a fourth and two on their first offensive chance of the afternoon. So again, Gioffi with a lot of weapons, three to the right and two to the left as they go right to left. Gioffi steps up and lobs one in the pocket looking for Bedian, And this one a little too far out of bounds, and he couldn't quite haul it in. Good coverage by Ben Bavar there of BG. So a 4th and 20 now for Delhi with 9:07 to go in the first quarter. And we'll have a punt, I would assume, here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And Gioffi is back to punt here. Threw 3 touchdown passes last week. Also returned a kickoff for a touchdown. And so he will punt it away, and BG with no one back to field this. So Delhi will go and touch this one down. It goes deep into BG territory, and BG will start at about their own 28-yard line here for their second offensive opportunity of the day. So both teams going 4 and out. And we'll see BG for the second time this afternoon. 8:59 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Delhi and Bainbridge-Guilford. Thanks for joining us today here on CDO. Weather holding off at the moment. We are expecting some rain later this afternoon, but boy, the longer it holds off, it's a pretty comfortable temperature right now for football here at Delaware Academy. The sky's a little overcast, but really a nice afternoon here for football on CDO. And here is Austin Carr as BG goes left to right. They hand it up the middle again to Spencer Stevens, and maybe a gain of 1 on the play. BG has tried to run it up the gut a couple of times here in the early going, and Delhi has been right there with a wall to bring them down. So 8:45 to go first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. It'll be a 2nd and 9 here for the Bobcats. The ball on their own 28-yard line as they go left to right. So coming out of the huddle, again, Austin Carr, the junior quarterback here. Heck of an athlete all around, a 3-sport athlete for BG, football, wrestling, and baseball. And he'll drop back to pass here on 2nd and 9. Floats it outside to Wiemit. Wiemit gathers it and pulls his way all the way up to about the 38-yard line. I think he's going to be about a yard short here of the first down. That's Zach Wiemit, who had the lone touchdown last weekend for the Bobcats in that loss against Oxford. And so this is going to be a 3rd and 1 with 8 minutes to go first quarter. And we are scoreless between BG and Delhi here from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy in Delhi. So a 3rd and 1, the ball's on the 38 as BG goes left to right. Carr under center. He has Bavar in as fullback, and Stevens will be back to rush the ball. They hand off to Bavar. He's trying to push his way for that 1 yard. Boy, he might be short. We'll see what the Zebra crew says here with 7:42 to go in the first quarter. So BG, you don't know if they're going to hand right off to the fullback or if they're going to leave it for the running back. This time they go with the fullback, and they're signaling first down here as Bavar gets just enough. So 1 yard on the play there for Ben Bavar, and he's able to sneak it in. So 2 carries for Ben Bavar. He's around 15 yards rushing unofficially so far here for BG. 7:40 to go first quarter. Scoreless between BG and Delhi. BG with the ball, a 1st and 10 on their own 39 as they go left to right. Here's Carr. He's flushed out of the pocket, goes to the left, and will pick up about 2 yards on the play. Bulldogs getting some good pressure there, broke into the pocket. Carr with some good escapability, managed to get out to the left before being brought down. So 7:15 now to go first quarter, and a 3-yard rush there for Austin Carr. His first real rushing attempt of the afternoon there. Had over 50 yards rushing last week. We know that he's very athletic, very mobile. If he gets out of the pocket, he can certainly go. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball on the BG 42. Bobcats with the ball. They go left to right, a 2nd and 7 here. And here is Carr under center. A clean snap, and he'll keep it. And in the backfield, he is met by the Delhi Bulldogs, and they'll look to rope him down for a loss on the play. And that was a huge play there by Nash Rooker, who broke through the line for Delhi and brings down Austin Carr. He had nowhere to go. So Rooker really breaking free, and after Rooker got through, he was followed by 2 other teammates, and they were able to bring him down for a loss of about 8 yards on the play. So this will bring up a 3rd and 15 here for BG. So 6:20 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and BG, live here from Delaware Academy. BG with the ball on their own 34-yard line, going left to right. Again, a 3rd and 15 for Carr. He's under center once again, drops back to pass, looks to throw to his left, avoids some pressure, lofts one up in the air. It'll be picked off here by Delhi, back in their own defensive end, and we're looking for a run back here, cutting from right to left to the near side before being brought down. A nice play there by the Delhi Bulldogs on just a jump ball up in the air, and they come down with it, and that's Brian Lilholt who comes away with it there. So a 12-yard return, and Lilholt, great play there with the INT for Delhi, and that is the first turnover of the afternoon. So Austin Carr
rolled out of the pocket on 3rd and 15 and lofted one up down the left sideline, was looking for Wiemann, but a nice read there by Lilholt, just snuck underneath and was able to pick it off and then ran it back for 12 yards. So 5:56 to go first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and BG, and after the interception, Delhi will have it near midfield, ball on their own 43, a first and 10 as they go right to left. They're in the maroon and the white here this afternoon. Here's Gioffi, and he hands off here to Beattie, and he crosses midfield to the left side, and here's the truck to the 40, down to the 39, and an easy first down here for Delhi. Austin Beattie with a beautiful run to the left side. Easily picks up about 15 on the play. 5:35 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless, and Delhi is into BG territory, a first and 10 here with the ball on the 43-yard line as Delhi goes right to left. And we've seen more of Austin Beattie than the passing that we expected here in the first quarter from this Delhi club. So here's Gioffi under center. He's got two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, and we'll have a false start here against Delhi, and that will back them up. So just when it appears they get some momentum, another penalty will back up Delhi. And they had a nice run by Beattie on their first opportunity of the day on offense, and that was brought back by a holding penalty. And here a false start will back them up 5 yards. So a first and 15. They're in BG territory. Ball on the 43-yard line with 5:24 to go first quarter. Delhi 0 and BG 0. So here's Gioffi. And he will be under center. He's got two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Beattie in at fullback. And here's a fumble on the play. It looks like Gioffi is able to fall on this, or Beattie. Just a little slip out of his hands. Looked like he was trying to turn around before he had the ball, just slipped through, but Delhi able to cover it back up. So Gioffi credited with picking up his own fumble. So the ball still on the 43. This is going to be a second and 15 with 5 minutes to go here, first quarter. Nate Law with you on CDO, live from Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us today. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And here is Gioffi at midfield. He juggles the snap, tries to throw, and it's knocked away there by the Delhi defense, and that was Wiemann coming from that left side, got his hand up and swatted it down. So third and 15 here now for Delhi with 4:48 to go first quarter. We're scoreless between the Bulldogs and the BG Bobcats here on the road. So a third and 15, ball on the 43. Delhi is going right to left here. They'll have three wide receivers to the right and now two to the left. Nobody in the backfield, so an empty backfield here for Delhi. BG saying before the game they really worked on their pass coverage this week. Gioffi throws it over the middle. It's tipped and intercepted and now dropped by Ben Bavar. Did he hold on to it? It appears he did, and Bavar is off to the races. He gets back to midfield. Ball comes out, rolls out of bounds, but BG will have it after the interception there by Ben Bavar. Boy, he got a tip on it and went directly up in the air, came back down, looked like he might have juggled it, and then was able to return it about 10 yards. Fumbled as he was being tackled, but it rolled out of bounds. So Ben Bavar with the interception after a little bit of a crazy play there. So Bavar with an INT after Lilholt had an INT for Delhi. So BG will get the ball back, and we're still scoreless with 4:36 to go first quarter. BG will have the ball right at midfield on that Bulldogs logo. First and 10, ball on the 50 as BG goes left to right. And here is Carr in the shotgun now, the quarterback here for BG. He'll hand off to Bavar right up the middle. He's got a nice hole. He gets 10 yards. There's the first down, cuts back to the middle. He's all the way down to the 30 at about an 18-yard run here for Ben Bavar right through the gut. Some good blocking there to spring him free for BG. So Ben Bavar with three rushes, and two of them are for over 15 yards. So we know that he's got that power. He's a heck of a wrestler, too, folks. And you can just see he's got some shifty running moves, as head coach Jim Mosier said, but he's got that mix of power in there as well. So 4:20 to go, first quarter. Now a first and 10. The ball is on the Delhi 33 as BG is into Delhi defensive territory. We're scoreless at the moment. Here's Austin Carr on a quarterback keeper for Bainbridge-Guilford, and he'll pick up about 3 to 4 yards on the play as they get down to about the 27-yard line here. And Carr is going to have to head over to the sideline here. Looks like he might have gotten a small cut on the play here. So 4:05 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless between Delhi and BG. Carr over to the sideline, and now BG will have to scramble for a minute. So a small cut. He's got to go out of the game because he can't be in there with that cut. So now we'll see what BG does in the meantime. After about a four-yard run there by Austin Carr. So he has two rushes for 7 yards so far. 4 minutes to go. It looks like stepping in now for Carr will be John Castle at QB. He immediately loses the fumble, but he's able to fall on it here, and you can tell he's frustrated with himself there. And actually, he lost the ball, and Delhi is going to come away with it here, falling on it, it appears. So Austin Carr, the quarterback for BG, gets a cut. He has to go out. John Castle comes in. A little fumble there on the play, and Delhi is going to come right back with it. And so the team's trading some turnovers here in the first quarter. So 3:48 to go here, first quarter. It's Delhi nothing and BG nothing, and now Delhi with the ball back in their own defensive territory on the 37, going right to left, and it's a first and 10 here for Gioffi. He's back in the shotgun. Four wide receivers split to the left. They try to throw to Ben Brannigan through his hands and out of bounds. Or down to the turf, excuse me. Brannigan with three touchdown receptions last week, and we haven't seen him with a catch here. Really hasn't been targeted quite yet today. Would expect that would change. The junior wearing number 11. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Delhi and BG. It's a second and 10, and Delhi on their own 27-yard line. So Gioffi again back in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Gioffi looking at his options. There's the snap, quarterback keeper, but BG reading this one well, and they will sack him in the backfield. That was Nick Decker breaking through the line there for BG to bring down Gioffi. And boy, he really had nowhere to go, as that was a very nice play there by Nick Decker, as well as Tyler Hart breaking through to make the tackle. So this is going to put Delhi in a tough spot here. Third and 20 with 3:20 to go here, first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. Ball is on the Delhi 23-yard line. So let's see if they go to the air, and they will. Brannigan, Gioffi across the middle was looking for Beattie. It was tipped away there. BG almost with another interception by Castle, and it heads down to the turf. So after the fumble, Delhi really unable to move it forward here. So that will be a fourth down coming up here for Delhi with just about 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. And it looks like Delhi will punt it away here on fourth down. Gioffi's punt doesn't get very far. It was almost blocked, and it will roll up to about the 42-yard line. So BG is going to have great starting field position here in Delhi territory at about the 42-yard line, as BG was bringing a little bit of pressure there on the punt, and Gioffi just was able to get off a low-line drive that only went about 10 or 15 yards. So a first and 10 ball will be on the 42 for BG as they go left to right. They're in those road white uniforms, the navy blue trim, and the navy blue helmets as well. And Austin Carr has gotten that cut taken care of, and he's back in the contest now at quarterback here for BG. With 3 minutes to go, first quarter, first and 10, quarterback keeper right up the gut here for Carr to the 40. To the left side, working his way up to the 35 before being brought down. And a pickup of about 5 on the play there for Austin Carr. So Carr with his third rush of the afternoon, he's up to just about 15 yards. That'll be a second and 4 as he picks up 6 on the play. And the ball will be brought down to about the 37-yard line here. With 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and BG. And the Bobcats trying to work their way deep into Delhi territory here with 2:25 to go in this first quarter. And here's Carr in the shotgun now, drops back. He looks to throw out to Weemitt. It was a little bit high, and he couldn't bring it in. So this will be third and 4 now for BG. Ball is on the 37-yard line here for the Bobcats. They go back to the huddle to talk things over on this third and 4 with 2:16 to go in the first quarter here from Delaware Academy. Nate Lowell with the CDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Always appreciate his help. So we have Saturday football here on WCDO. Here's a third and 4, ball on the 37, BG going left to right. They snap it, they go to Bavar, the handoff from Carr. Bavar working his way forward, but Delhi meets him right in the middle of the pack there as he tried to run it up the gut, and nowhere to go. Excellent play there by Delhi to bring him down. That was Rich Kraft breaking through the line to bring down Bavar. So this is going to be a fourth and 4 with just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And it looks like BG is going to take a timeout on this fourth and 4. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Delhi and BG scoreless here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. You're listening to live high school football on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Scoreless between Delhi and BG here from Delaware Academy in Delhi. Dave Kelly Field. 1:58 to go first quarter. No score. And BG is faced with a 4th and 4 with the ball on the Delhi 37 as BG goes left to right. Nice crowd here today at Dave Kelly Field, really coming out to support the Bulldogs as they always do. And the rain holding off so far. I better knock on wood. I don't want to jinx anything here this afternoon, as we are supposed to have rain in the forecast later today. But here's the 4th and 4. Ball is on the 37. BG in Delhi territory as they go left to right. Here's Carr. Looks like he's going to roll out to the right. He's looking for a receiver. He has Weeman, but he's going to hold it, keep it. He's got the first down to the 25, down to the 20, and a first down here for the Bobcats as Austin Carr runs it for about 15 yards and picks it up, and a first down here for BG. He rolled out to the right, and he had Zach Weeman. Weeman was waving his hand. He had gotten behind the Delhi coverage, but I think that the line was collapsing so hard on Carr there, he had nowhere to go, and on the run, he couldn't throw it. So he decided to pull it down and make sure he got that first down. So 1:25 to go, first quarter. It's a 1st and 10 here for BG going left to right. The ball is on about the 23-yard line. Carr is under center here for the Bobcats. And a handoff to Ben Bavar. He'll pick up about 3 yards on the play as Bavar goes to the left side. So Bavar with a pickup of about 3 there. It's a little tricky to know where BG is going to hand that ball off to. Sometimes they'll hand it off to the fullback. Sometimes the fullback will block for the running back. And Austin Carr is doing a nice job of selling the fake, too, after he's handed off to one. It's hard to tell if he still has the ball and is handing off to the running back or not. So here's the 2nd and 6. Ball is on the 18 with about 20 or 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. They'll hand off again right up the gut, looking for Bavar. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play, so it's going to bring up 3rd and 6. The game clock continuing to tick down to about 30 seconds here in this first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Delhi. Ball is on the 18-yard line. BG is deep in Delhi territory. 20 seconds to go. Looks like we'll get one last play here in the first quarter. It's a 3rd and 6. The ball is on the Delhi 17. BG marching in the red zone for the first time today. The handoff. Carr will keep it, rolls to his right. He's at the 15, he'll bring it down. He's at the 10, to the 5, working his way towards the end zone before being knocked out of bounds, but we'll have a flag on the play. So 3 seconds left in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Let's see what the call is here, as it's a nice run by quarterback for BG, Austin Carr, but this one will come back as it's holding against the BG Bobcats. So a nice run there by Austin Carr is brought back, as that was 3rd and 6. He easily picked up the first down, and it would have been 1st and goal, but the holding is going to bring the Bobcats back, and we'll get one last play here in the first quarter, as that was 3rd and 6, and this will back up the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. So Carr, very similar play to how he picked up his last first down. He just pulled it down, was looking for receivers, had a nice little shifty fake, and was able to get past the first line of defense there for Delhi, but a hold negates that one and brings it back. So this is going to be a 3rd and 13 now here for BG. And the ball is pulled back to the 25-yard line, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. They won't get the playoff in time. So after one, it's Delhi and BG scoreless. When we come back, it'll be a 3rd and 13 for BG with the ball on the 25-yard line deep in Bulldog territory. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here. We're scoreless between BG and Delhi, live from Delaware Academy, Dave Kelly Field. A third and 13. BG is on the Delhi 25, now going right to left at the start of this second quarter, and a throw to the left side is incomplete. Carr just didn't get enough air under that one as he was looking to throw it down to the left corner of the end zone for Austin Capolupo, but it'll bring up fourth and 13 as that one was well short and fell down to the turf here at Dave Kelly Field. So a fourth and 13, ball is on the Delhi 25, BG looking to punch it into the red zone here. This will be a fourth and 13, again BG going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Delhi in the all-maroon with the white trim and the white helmets here today, trying to hold on their home turf here in a scoreless game. It's kind of been a little different from what we've seen the first two games this year that we've done on CDO, where it's been all offense. This one has been all defense. On fourth and 13, Carr is tripped up in the backfield. No flags on the play, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Carr just got tripped up with his own guy and fell to the turf before he could make anything happen. So a nice drive by BG, a penalty there by a nice run by Carr, which would have made it first and goal for BG, brings it back, and now Delhi will take over on downs, deep in their own end. So a first and 10, and Delhi will start on their own 26-yard line, now going left to right, just 10 seconds in to this second quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. Here's Gioffi. He's back in the shotgun, rolls to his right, looking for a receiver, throws it across the middle, was looking for Bedient, but a great play there by the Delhi, or the BG defense, to knock it away. That was Dylan Mondor coming through across the center of the field and swatting it down. So this will be a second and 10 now for Delhi. Ball is on the 26, and this Delhi offense still working to find their rhythm here in this first half. We've seen some great runs by Austin Bedient, but the passing game still having a little trouble getting going here, but we know there's a lot of weapons out there for the Bulldogs. Only a matter of time, I would assume. Second and 10, ball on the 26, and now we'll have a flag on the play right after the snap. That's going to be a false start here against Delhi. So that will back the ball up. 11:45 to go here, second quarter, on a nice afternoon so far, nice and cool compared to some of the hot football weather that we've had the first week of the season. Boy, last Friday was a really, really hot one. Talking to some of the BG players and coaches before the game, they were over at Oxford last Friday night for their season opener, and they said, boy, was it hot. We just ran out of gas in the second half. Today, a nice cool temperature. So after the false start, second and 15, Delhi going left to right, ball on the 22. 11:45 to go, second quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. They throw it out to Bedient, who's going to throw it down the field, but he overthrows Brannigan. And Delhi folks would love a pass interference here, but no flags on the play. Boy, what a fun design play there. Gioffi threw it out to the right side, looking for Austin Bedient, who threw a beauty of a ball down the field looking for Ben Brannigan, but no call on the play there. And now it'll be third and 15. Ball is on the 22. Delhi going left to right here. They're deep in their own defensive end. 11:39 to go in this second quarter, and we are scoreless. So here is Gioffi. He's got three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Boy, it looks like the Bulldogs have a lot of fun tricks that they could pull out of the hat at any time here with this new-look offense. Gioffi throws over the middle, intercepted by Mondor. He's at the 20 before he's taken out. A little two-yard return, but an interception by Dylan Mondor, and BG's going to have great field position here at the Delhi 20-yard line. Mondor just reading the eyes of the quarterback there, and a great play. I don't know if Gioffi just didn't see him, if he was kind of lurking underneath there, but he picked off the ball, and now this is going to be a first and 10 for BG on the 20-yard line here of Delhi. So BG going right to left. 11 and a half minutes to go in this second quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Delhi here at Delaware Academy. So here's Austin Carr, the junior quarterback wearing number 20. The snap, hands off to Ben Bavar. He's got nowhere to go. Nicely wrapped up here by the Delhi Bulldogs as there was three or four guys to meet him right there at the line. Great play there. Eric Merwin, one of the first guys to break through there for Delhi, as well as Dylan Cumpston coming in there for the Bulldogs. And Ben Bavar had absolutely nowhere to go. Loss of one on the play. So we're only a minute into this second quarter, still scoreless, but an interception by BG's Dylan Mondor has given the Bobcats some excellent field position as they go right to left. But a second and 11, the ball is on the Delhi 21-yard line. BG looking to get into the red zone here. They have a quarterback keeper here with Austin Carr. He gets to the edge on the outside, has nowhere to go, fumbles. Ball goes out of bounds, though, and I would say another loss on the play here for the Bobcats. Carr was looking to roll out to his left and toss it towards the end zone, but again, great pressure there by the Bulldogs. 10:47 to go, second quarter, and we're scoreless between BG and Delhi. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Be a third and 11 here, the ball on the 24 as BG deep in Delhi defensive territory after the turnover, but they haven't come away with any points yet when they've been down this deep. Again, thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. You can get our web stream anytime, courtesy of SFCU. A lot of nice features on WCDOsports.com, so while you're there, check it out. Have our full schedule of games as well there. Third and 14 now, as Carr is going to drop back. He's at his 30-yard line, throws it over to Weemitt. A completion down, and he's going to be very close to a first down at the Delhi 10-yard line, as that was a pickup of about 18 on the play there for Weemitt. So the first catch of the afternoon there for Weemitt, and the first complete pass of the afternoon there for Austin Carr. So this is going to be a fourth and one with 10:20 to go first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and BG. And I knew he was just a little short. Ball is going to be on the Delhi 12-yard line. So BG is in the red zone going right to left, looking to perhaps get the first points of the afternoon here. Technically a fourth and two now. Carr with the quarterback keeper trying to bull his way forward. I don't think he's going to get it here. Will he be short? We'll see. See what the official signal is here. Good Delhi defense again crashing in on that line. 10:02 to go here in this second quarter. Scoreless between Delhi and BG. And the official signal is that he got just enough to get that first down. So now BG with the ball on the 12-yard line. First and 10, 9:55 to go here in the second quarter. Carr now with a little pitch out to Stevens on the far side. He'll pick up 5 yards. It looked like he might have been able to spring free and looking for the end zone, but he's brought down there by Eric Merwin. So Stevens with the rush on the play picks up about 5. And so the clock ticking down to 9:35 to go second quarter. And this is going to be second and goal with the ball down on the 6-yard line here. BG taking their time, running some extra guys over to the sideline, and it looks like we're going to have a timeout on the play with 9:28 to go here in this first quarter. Looks like we need to get a shoe tied, and now the clock will start back up. Very nice to be able to tie your shoe there and get that little official timeout for one of the BG linemen. 9:22 to go here in this second quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and BG. The second and 6. Ball is on the 6-yard line. BG knocking on the door. They try to run it right up the gut. And again, that Delhi line holding tight. There is McCumber tried to work his way through for BG. And this will be a third down. So 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Still scoreless between Delhi and BG. Third and 4 with the ball on the 4-yard line, deep in Delhi defensive territory. So again, BG looking to punch it in here from in close, but they haven't been able to do it when they've been down here before, and that was a problem last week, too, talking to the coaching staff. They said we had 3 trips into the red zone where we came away with nothing, and that just can't happen. Here's Austin Carr, under center for BG on a 3rd and 4. Carr with the quarterback keeper. He rolls out. He's got traffic coming his way. Carr fumbles. It's into the end zone. BG might have fallen on it. Touchdown here for the Bobcats. Well, folks, that's one way to do it. Austin Carr fumbled the ball. It bounced into the end zone, and BG is able to fall on it. So a touchdown here for the Bobcats with 8:25 to go in the first quarter. So Austin Carr rolled out to his right. He got to about the 3-yard line, fumbled the ball. It bounced into the end zone, and BG is able to score. See if we can get confirmation on who actually fell on that ball for the touchdown. That's a pretty unique way to do it, as BG now will go for two. So BG with the 6-0 lead, 8:25 to go first quarter, and they'll go for two. Carr walks his way up to the line here, looking for the two-point conversion. He's in the shotgun. One wide receiver to each side. Carr with the quarterback keeper, and he'll walk in. Austin Carr with the two-point conversion. And, well, a unique touchdown, folks. As BG fumbles the ball, it bounces into the end zone. They're able to recover it. And the Bobcats take an 8-0 lead on the road here over at Delhi. 8:25 to go first quarter from Delaware Academy. We'll be right back. Again, 8-0 lead for BG over Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
8:25 to go second quarter, folks, and BG scores the first points of the afternoon, and it's the Bobcats with an 8-0 lead over Delhi here midway through this second quarter, and BG will now kick off here to the Bobcats. Again, BG, Austin Carr, the quarterback, fumbled the ball at about the 3-yard line, bounced into the end zone, and that's how BG was able to recover and score their first points of the afternoon. So here's the kickoff. It's a short one. Delhi is able to field it there with Corey Koff. Return of about 2 yards, and Delhi will have good starting field position here in their own territory, going left to right. Ball is going to be at about the 43-yard line with 8:19 to go in this second quarter, is a 8-0 lead here for BG on the road, a division game against the Delhi Bulldogs, who had a 30-0 win last week here on their home field against Whitney Point. BG fell in week one on the road at Oxford, 28-6. So here is this Delhi offense, a new-look spread formation. They hand off to Bedient, and he's going to run it up the middle here for about 3 yards. So Austin Bedient, he's a big, bruising runner, and he's had a couple of nice runs here this afternoon so far. One of 10 yards and one of 15, and he picks up about 3 on the play here. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. It'll be a 2nd and 7. Delhi in the maroon and the white here today, going left to right. Ball's on the 46-yard line as they approach midfield. One wide receiver to each side, and 3 runners in the backfield here for Delhi. Put one in motion to the right side, and now we're going to have a whistle on the play, a flag, and a false start here against the Delhi Bulldogs. They just haven't been able to find much rhythm, it seems, here today. 7:42 to go in this second quarter. That'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be a 2nd and 12. Ball is on the Delhi 40 as they go left to right. BG with an 8-0 lead here over Delhi on the road. So actually an illegal procedure call, not a false start. Excuse me there, folks. 7:40 to go, second quarter. So the illegal procedure against the Bulldogs backs them up the 5 yards. So a 2nd and 12. Ball is on their own 40-yard line. Here's Gioffi. He's back, throws across the middle, completion, first down, and more down into BG territory to about the 38-yard line. Nice pass there to Austin Hitchcock, and Hitchcock with the first down and more there for Delhi. So that is a nice catch there from Hitchcock. Picks up about 25 on the play. And Delhi is into BG territory going left to right. 1st and 10, ball is on the BG 38. 7:15 to go here, second quarter. It's an 8-0 lead for BG over Delhi. So Gioffi again in the shotgun. Now we'll hand off. And Cumpston is to the outside, cuts back inside, and picks up about 5 yards on the play. So a nice run there by Cumpston. And we're under 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Again, an overcast day here in Delhi, but Nice weather for football here this afternoon in this first half. 6:45 to go, second quarter. BG an 8-0 lead over Delhi. Second and four. BG trying to hold off this Delhi march here. Ball is on the 31-yard line. Delhi with the ball going left to right. Gioffi throws out to the left side, complete to Brannigan. Shifty moves down to the 25 before he is brought down by Dylan Mondor. But a first down here for Delhi in the process. First catch for Brannigan there of the afternoon. And he picks up the first down here. So a first and 10 for Delhi with 6.5 minutes to go. Second quarter as Delhi trails BG here at home, 8-0. Ball is on the 24-yard line here as Delhi is marching, and they're close to the red zone. So again, here's Connor Gioffi in the backfield, handing off to Austin Bedient. Bedient with a pickup of about 1 on the play. He's met right at the line there by the BG Bobcats. Nick Decker again in on the tackle. And now Bedient a little slow coming off the field. And he is down on the play here. We'll hope the best here for Austin Bedient as the coaching staff is coming out to have a look at him. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, it'll be a 2nd and 9 for Delhi. Ball is on the 23-yard line. An 8-0 lead for BG over Delhi. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.
Waste Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6 minutes to go, second quarter, and Austin Bedient was the Delhi player down. He certainly looks like he's hurting over on the sideline, but good news, he was able to get up and he was limping around under his own power. We'll wish the best for him. Hopefully we'll see him back in this contest here as he's a heck of a ball player here for the Bulldogs. In the meantime, the Bulldogs on the BG 23 going left to right, a 2nd and 9 with 5:45 to go here in the second quarter. And they hand off now to Dylan Cumpston, who's going to have to assume the load. And it'll be a 3rd and short here as Cumpston picks up about 4 yards on the play. So a nice run there by Dylan Cumpston. Saw a lot of Dylan Cumpston in the game we did last year between Delhi and BG. And the senior will be called upon here heavily, I would assume, with Beating over on the sideline for the time being. So this is going to be a 3rd and 6 here. Ball is on the BG 20. Delhi with the ball into the red zone for the first time this afternoon. 5:10 to go until halftime. Here's Gioffi. Back in the pocket, throws for Brannigan. It's tipped and picked off here by BG. Bobcats with a little return. There's a 10-yard return before being brought down, and that's Austin Capolupo with the interception. So that's the 3rd interception of the first half. This one brought down by Capolupo. And boy, that was just in the nick of time there as that ball was through Brannigan's hands. If he had caught that at the 15, he might have had some daylight. Instead, BG picks it off, and the defense is able to hold here for the Bobcats. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and now BG takes over going right to left. 1st and 10, ball on their own 26, and the junior quarterback wearing number 20, Austin Carr, is in here for BG. Hands off and looks for Ben Bavar, maybe a gain of 1 on the play as again. It's Delhi crashing through the line, and you got to give a ton of credit to Nate Kraft and to Rich Kraft in there as they have really been able to break through and get a lot of pressure up front. As Bavar, he's had a couple of runs over 10 yards, but besides that, he's been brought down in the backfield numerous times here so far this afternoon. So this will be a 2nd and 9. They give Bavar 1 yard on that play. And now this is going to be a timeout taken here by the Bobcats. We'll step away as well. 4:36 to go here in this second quarter. BG with an 8-0 lead over Delhi on the road. When we come back, they will be on the 27-yard line with a 2nd and 9. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Let's get back to the action with local sports. WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you here on CDO, live from Delaware Academy in Delhi today on Dave Kelly Field. BG taking a timeout here, 2nd and 9. Ball on their own 27-yard line after their third interception of the afternoon. Interceptions by Bavar, Mondor, and Capolupo so far in this first half here for the BG Bobcats, and that has really helped them. That interception by Mondor gave them great field position, and they were able to punch it in for the only score of the afternoon as BG leads Delhi 8-0 here with 4:30 to go before the half. They'll try to run it here on 2nd and 9, but again, that Delhi D line just crashing and no daylight for any BG runner here so far on this drive. So this is going to be a 3rd and 9, ball on the 27-yard line. So BG back in the huddle looking to find a way to move this ball deep in their own territory, going right to left. They're in the white uniforms, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet here this afternoon. Delhi is in the all maroon with the white trim and the white helmet. And here's Carr on 3rd and 9, throws to Zach Wieman. He's got it, and he's got enough for a first down on that right side, up to the 40-yard line. Move the chains here for the Bobcats. And boy, Carr finds Wieman, his main target, and they're able to connect and get Delhi out, or BG out of the hole there. So Wieman, his second catch of the day. His first one was for about 18 yards. This one was for about 12. So officially credited with 14. And so that gets BG up to the 39-yard line. It's a 1st and 10 with 3:45 to go before the half. Here's Carr, and he hands it off, and right up the hole. Ball is on the turf, and Delhi is going to come away with it. Spencer Stevens coughed up the ball there for BG, and it's recovered there by Delhi. And that looked like Eric Merwin was able to come in and scoop that ball up off the turf. And Delhi will come away with the ball. 3:38 to go here before the half. And a hit there by Austin Hitchcock drives the ball free. And Delhi now with some life after BG was starting to drive there. 3:38 to go here in the second quarter. BG leads Delhi 8-0. And Delhi with the ball now, a 1st and 10. Going left to right, they're in BG territory on the 43. Again, the Bobcats leading the Bulldogs 8-0. Cumston gets the handoff here from Gioffi and over to the far side. That's Brian Lilholt working his way all the way down to the 31-yard line. So Cumston was in motion, and they hand off to Lilholt instead. He goes to the left side, and he'll pick up a first down here for Delhi. 3:15 to go, first quarter. And this is an 8-0 lead here for BG over Delhi. Actually, it looks like it'll be a 2nd and 1. I thought perhaps he was going to get just enough for that. But it'll be a 2nd and 1. 3rd and 1, actually. Oh, actually, now they've changed it, so it will be a first down. My mistake there. 3:10 to go before the half. 1st and 10 now for Delhi. Ball is on the 33-yard line. 8-0 lead here for BG over Delhi. They throw to the far side here for Brannigan. He's tripped up, gets down to the 25. And that's about a 5-yard pass from Gioffi there to Brannigan. So Brannigan picks up about 5 on the play. He has 2 catches for 10 yards so far this afternoon. This will be a 2nd and 5 now for Delhi. They're going to have to keep an eye on this clock as it continues to tick down. It's at 2:35 here before halftime. And Delhi trailing BG here at home 8-0. second and four. Ball is on the 26. Quarterback keeper for Gioffi tries to go right up the middle, really has nowhere to go. He's brought down by BG. Nice play by Brandon Sickler to bring him down. This is going to bring up a third and three now for Gioffi and the Bulldogs. 2:10 to go before halftime. Game clock continuing to tick, tick, tick. Ball is on about the 25-yard line here. 8-0 lead for BG. The Bobcats trying to hold strong. Down to 2 minutes now as it continues to tick, and it looks like Delhi wants to take a timeout and talk things over. So a minute 56 to go before the halftime break. BG leads Delhi 8-0, 3rd-and-3 for the Bulldogs. When we come back, you're listening to live high school football this Saturday on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. A minute 56 to go before the half here at Dave Kelly Field, home of the Delaware Academy Bulldogs. BG on the road, leading Delhi by a score of 8-0, but Delhi with the ball after a fumble recovery. They have a 3rd-and-3. Ball is on the BG 26. Delhi going left to right, looking to get a first down and keep this drive alive. Boy, it would be great for Delhi to get some points here before the halftime break. They've had 3 turnovers here in this first half, and if they could even things up here, they'd have to feel pretty good about their chances at the break. Still just an 8-0 lead here. Very evenly matched contest here. And they'll get the first down here as they hand it off to Dylan Cumpston, and he goes hurtling over the line for the first down. Picks up about 5 yards on the play. Nice run there by Dylan Cumpston. So Cumpston has been in relief here for Austin Bedient, who went down a little while ago with some sort of a leg injury, maybe a knee, an ankle. We couldn't really tell. We'll hope that he is okay, as he had a very nice first quarter for the Bulldogs. So 1:35 to go before the halftime break. They hand it off to Cumpston again to the left side. He's at the 15, down to the 10-yard line here. Close to a first down again for Delhi with under a minute and a half to go here, down to 1:25 actually. And now the clock will stop, as again it looks like Delhi will take a timeout. So 1:22 to go before the halftime break here, and it's an 8-0 lead for BG, but Delhi knocking on the door as they are into the red zone. Another nice run there by Cumpston. 1:22 to go here before the half. Ball is all the way down to the 11-yard line as Cumpston with 2 nice runs in a row. And this one puts Delhi as close to the end zone as they've been today. So 1:22 to go before the half. BG with an 8-0 lead, trying to hold off this Delhi offense. It'll be a 2nd-and-1. Ball is on the 11. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Talk about this contest here today, as well as the game we did last night, Sydney defeating Unitego 48-28. And we can look ahead for all the teams locally, where we might be next week for games. But still a lot of football left to be played here today between Delhi and BG before we get to that. 1:22 to go before the half. It's a 2nd-and-1. The ball is on the 11. Delhi is driving deep as they go left to right. Here's Gioffi. He's pressured in the backfield, rolls to his right. He's going to make a little pass attempt here. He's into the backfield and throws it away as Austin Carr was hunting him down, and now we'll have a flag on the play. We'll see what the flag is with a minute 12 to go before the half. Good defense there by BG, and now the officials will get together and chat about this one. There was actually no flag on the play. So the flag has been waved off here by the officiating crew. So this is going to bring up a 3rd-and-1 here for Delhi. Again, the ball on the BG 11-yard line. So Delhi is deep in BG territory with a minute 12 to go before the half. So this is a 3rd-and-1. Gioffi rolled out to his right there that time and was looking to pass, but Austin Carr came out of the backfield and was able to trap him before he could maybe think about pulling it down for the run. So here it is, 1:12 to go before the half. It's a 3rd-and-1. Ball's on the 11, and we'll have a flag on the play. And this is going to be a dead ball offsides here on Delhi. So this will back them up. So frustrating here for the Bulldogs with 1:10 to go before the half. This 3rd-and-1, it's going to be a false start. We'll back it up. It'll be a 3rd-and-7. So the Bulldogs not making life easy on themselves here. It's an 8-0 lead here for BG, and they're trying to hang on and get into the halftime break with this lead. So here it is, 3rd-and-7. Ball is now on the 16. Delhi with it going left to right as they're in the red zone. They toss it up for the back corner of the end zone. Too far for Brannigan. Nice pass there, though, by Gioffi. He put it only where Brannigan was going to be able to get to it, but it was just a little too far. So this will bring up 4th-and-7 with 1:05 to go before the halftime break. Ball is on the 16. Delhi in the red zone going left to right, deep in BG territory. So the ball is on the 16, and we'll see what the play is from the sideline here for Delhi on this 4th-and-7. 8-0 lead for BG over Delhi. Delhi trying to knot things up here before the halftime break. Here's Gioffi, drops back, throws to his right into the back of the end zone, and just a little too far there as he was looking in the back right corner for Brian Lilholt. And BG will take over on downs as a nice drive there for Delhi, and they can't come away with any points on the board. 1 minute exactly to go before the halftime break here, and BG with an 8-0 lead over Delhi. Boy, it's been a tough first half for both these teams. A lot of good defense. The offense has had trouble moving the ball. The lone score was an interception that got BG very good field position. And the quarterback, Austin Carr, had a nice run, got down to the 3-yard line, actually fumbled the ball into the end zone where BG was able to fall on it and score. Just seems like it's going to be that kind of an afternoon. 8-0 lead here for BG with 1 minute to go before the half. They go right to left, ball on their own 16. They hand off to Ben Bavar for maybe a gain of 2 on the play right up the middle. BG, I'm assuming, just trying to be safe here this deep in the first half with the lead. They'll want to get into the break nice and clean. Just wanted to update some Sydney fans on a score this afternoon. The Sydney girls soccer team with a 1-0 win over Shenango Valley in the championship of the Marabito tournament up at Sydney High School. So congratulations to the Lady Warriors on winning this year's Marabito tournament. Jenna McDonald with the goal today for the Lady Warriors for that win over Shenango Valley. So 2nd-and-7 now, 20 seconds to go before the half, and BG with a run here to McCumber, and he's all the way up to the 35-yard line, and then a flag on the play will stop the clock with 12 seconds left. And he gets all the way up to the 35-yard line. So Tyler McCumber with a nice run there for BG. So this is at the 35. We'll see what the flag is. So the flag is going to be a 15-yard penalty for a horse collar. And we'll get Delhi, we'll get BG all the way up to midfield and into Delhi territory with 12 seconds left before the halftime break. And so BG is going to take a timeout to talk things over. I think a minute ago they were content to just try to run out the clock, but now the ball is in midfield with 12 seconds left before the half. They'd like to talk things over, maybe draw up a play. We'll take a quick break. BG with an 8-0 lead over Delhi. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Football this afternoon on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. 12 seconds left before halftime. BG with an 8-0 lead. BG with the ball at midfield going right to left. Will they get one last playoff here? Maybe try to go for the end zone. It's a 1st-and-10. Ball right at midfield. Carr is going to drop back. Carr is going to throw down the right side. He's got Weemit, but just a little bit too far over his head, and it sails out of bounds. So 6 seconds left now, and BG should get one last play before the halftime break. Stay tuned for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll have an interview with Delhi head coach Tony Sampona. Wanted to pick his brain a little bit about his new-look offense here and his thoughts on getting his first win as head coach here last week, a 30-0 win over Whitney Point. So stay tuned for that interview with Tony Sampona at our halftime break brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So BG, with 6 seconds left here before the half, they have the ball at midfield going right to left and an 8-0 lead over Delhi. Here's Carr, drops back again. He's going to throw one up into the sky down the left side and oh, through the hands there at the horn. Boy, that would have made for an interesting play, but Austin Capolupo could not haul that one in. Had he caught it, he would have been at about the 15-yard line. So a nice first half here, and BG goes into the dressing room with an 8-0 lead over Delhi. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll hear from Delhi head coach Tony Sampona. Again, get his thoughts on this new-look offense and how he's enjoying being head coach here for the Delhi Bulldogs. The score at the break, the BG Bobcats lead the Delhi Bulldogs by the score of 8-0. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.